Welcome to the Safe Money Retirement Show with your host, Tim Wood. Tim is a retirement and income specialist, certified financial fiduciary, and the founder of SafeMoneyRetirement.com. Tim primarily serves Western North Carolina, East Tennessee, and Southwest Virginia, but he's sought after nationally for his expertise in helping people secure their retirements. Mr. Wood is a licensed life insurance professional in multiple states and specializes in working with people who are near retirement and those who have already retired with wealth management, income planning, and asset protection strategies using life, health, long-term care, and annuity insurance products. And now, here to talk with you about securing your retirement, your host, Tim Wood.
Welcome to the Save Money Retirement Show. I'm Tim Wood, an asset and retirement protection and guaranteed income specialist. I found a really interesting article in the Wall Street Journal this last week that we're going to discuss. It's the four steps to take when spring cleaning your portfolio. Very interesting. And of course, everyone always knows about spring cleaning, and we spring clean the house, spring clean the office, spring clean everything. Spring cleaning your portfolio is actually a really brilliant idea, and we're going to discuss that. First, if you don't already have a copy of my book, Safe Money Retirement, Your Game Plan for Success, please get your own copy right now. You can get a copy absolutely free by just going to our website, safemoneyretirement.com, or give us a call at 833-413-SAFE. That's 833-413-7233. We'll send you a copy absolutely free, no obligation, so you can learn how these products work. Now, the four steps to take when spring cleaning your portfolio. Again, this is right out of the Wall Street Journal, April 2nd, if anyone wants to look it up. This is a perfect time during spring to go over this because you've got all of the information because you just did your taxes, so you've got all your account information handy. So it's a good time to really look over and try to decide, well, what can we do with all of those accounts and how can we make sure that everything is as tight and as perfect as it can be moving forward? All right, so here's the four steps that the Wall Street Journal mentions. Number one, think big picture. And this is something that I work with my clients on a daily basis on, is trying to think big picture. One of the things they say in this article is it's important to make sure your portfolio is aligned with both near-term and long-term goals. Now, it depends on where you are in the retirement spectrum. In other words, if you're still in your 40s or 50s and retirement's still quite a ways off, then you can have more at risk because your big picture is you've got plenty of time to make up for a market crash if that happens. Conversely, if you're already in your late 50s, 60s, or 70s, pulling some out of those at-risk accounts might make sense big picture because you don't want to have a huge loss and then you don't have time to recover. For those of you that have read my book, that's what happened to my dad. He retired in 2000. He had a single stock was his retirement account because he had an employee stock purchase plan. That stock dropped dramatically, and over his first 4 years of retirement, he lost over 75% of his retirement due to the stock dropping and at the same time him taking an income. So let's think big picture. When you are, you know, looking at this spring cleaning, think big picture. Think 15, 20, 30 years into retirement even, and maybe even longer, you know, with all of the advances. I've actually got a thing here that says a couple at age 65, 50% of them, 50% of the time, at least one of them will live to age 90. So a couple at 65, there's a 50% chance one of them will make it to 90, and there's a 19% chance one of them makes it to 100. What's your plan for that? So think big picture. Make sure you've got a plan long term. If you do live to 95, if you live to 100 with medical advancements, if you live to 105, what's your plan? Let's think big picture. Second, rebalance your holdings. So I know that a lot of people have always had, you know, 60% stocks, 40% bonds or whatever, and I'm not even talking about that. However you have had your financial planner help you get everything built to this point, fantastic. 60-40 is great. However he wants to do it or she wants to do it, that's fine. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about as far as rebalancing your holdings is one of the rules that we go by in this industry is, let's say your age is 65. If you're 65 years old, and again, this is just rough numbers, but it really makes sense to have about 65% of your money in retirement plans in something that's not going to drop if there's a major market event. If you're 75, about 75% should be. If you're 50, then only about half should be. So that's a really smart number just to keep in mind of how much should I have protected and then how much should I still have at risk, because obviously the at risk is going to have a lot more growth potential than the protected. But rebalancing those things out. And again, that 60-40 mix, that's absolutely great for the accumulation phase, all the years that you have had up till now where you're gathering as much money as you can. But once you get into the distribution phase of actual retirement, that's where things change, and that's where you need to rebalance and make sure you're prepared for the long term. Number three, monitor your fees. I don't even want to go into some of the numbers that I see, the fees that some people are paying in their accounts, but you need to monitor your fees. You need to look at what fees are you paying for the active management, if you've got active management, for whatever kind of plans that you've got. Let's find out what your fees are, because there's a good possibility there may be some options to greatly reduce those fees. And some of the plans that I do actually have no fees at all unless you withdraw more than you're allowed to. So monitor those fees. While you've got those accounts out because it's spring and you had to do taxes and all that, look at them and see what your fees are. If they don't want to say, do some math. Figure out what the percentage they're deducting is. I don't want to throw out numbers, but sometimes it's a lot bigger than clients expect it to be. I've literally had clients break down in tears when we did the numbers and found out how much their fees really were and what it was costing them in the long run in retirement. So that's number three. And then lastly, in this Wall Street Journal article, number four is review your estate plans. And I'm also going to throw in there your beneficiary designations. So, having an estate plan is absolutely vital. It's important to have suitable people designated for various fiduciary roles also, such as being an executor of your estate, being a trustee, having power of attorney to step in during an emergency. All of these things are absolutely vital, and having them as part of your estate plan, so once something happens, it's already in place. We already know what's going to happen. It's vital. And it will be completely vital to your family that's left behind. So having that estate plan and having it in place, and what I mean by beneficiaries, it's always smart to make sure that your beneficiary designations are updated. What do I mean by that? Well, every type of plan, 401k, IRA, no matter what it is, it doesn't matter. They all have beneficiaries. So making sure that nothing has changed and who you want that account to go to is still who it's set to go to is absolutely vital. And then the last thing that I want to point out, people set up their estates in different ways. Some focus on trust, some focus on wills, some use both. Whatever the case is, spring cleaning is a good time to peruse and update any things that you think might need to be updated. One last thing that I want to read out of this article. One issue to review is whether financial assets designated for a trust have actually been put into that trust and aren't titled to the individual setting up the trust. Because if those assets aren't titled correctly to the trust, ownership of that financial asset may be in question and it might have to be sorted out in probate, which is the whole reason you set up the trust in the first place. So again, here in spring cleaning, as far as your portfolio goes, think big picture, rebalance your holdings, make sure you've got enough protected, monitor those fees, and review your estate plan. Well, I'm about out of time, and I would like to thank you for listening to the Safe Money Retirement Show. If you're serious about your financial future, give me a call and together we'll get your retirement savings on the fast track to accumulate while reducing exposure to market loss. Thanks for listening, and until next time at the same time, I'm Tim Wood reminding you to stay safe so you can step into a secure future.
You've been listening to the Safe Money Retirement Show with your host, Tim Wood. Find out how to contractually guarantee that your hard-earned money is safe while avoiding market loss so you can have the retirement that you deserve. Call Tim Wood now for your complimentary Safe Money Retirement Book and Information Kit at 844-905-SAFE. That's 844-905-SAFE. 7233. You can also contact Tim at safemoneyretirement.com. The preceding information does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. Surrender charges apply to base contracts. Optional lifetime income benefit riders are used to calculate lifetime payments only and are not available for cash surrender or in a death benefit unless specified in the annuity contract. Fees may apply. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the insurance company. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified and licensed professional. Obviously, by calling us now, you are just taking the first step towards protecting your retirement. It's important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Rates and returns mentioned on this program are subject to change without notice.